Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. So we got to the very top of the new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. We're talking about now. There's the first time we're seeing selling a person's house in a walled city. So the Mishnah begins. Hamocher bais bebati arichoma. A person is selling his house that's in arichoma in a walled city. Hareza goel miyad. He's allowed to redeem it, meaning he's allowed to buy it back immediately if he wants. Remember, we saw in the past in terms of field, you have to wait a couple of years, but here he's allowed to buy it back immediately. V'gol kol shnei masar chodesh, he's allowed to buy it back for the next 12 months. But if he doesn't, we'll see that he loses it after 12 months, then the buyer gets to keep it forever. Hareza kimin ribis, this concept of giving the land and buying it back is like ribis, because what happened was, in essence, the money was being lent, but the lokeach ended up using the property. So that was some form of ribis. Hareza kimin ribis v'eino ribis. It's somewhat like ribis because the initial lokeach was using the property, but he ended up returning the property, so he was borrowing it, but he was able to cash in on the interest in terms of using the property. So Gemara is going to address this, what I mean, kiribis v'eino kiribis. Let's say mesa mocha, let's say the seller, the original owner of the house, died. Yigal b'no, the son is able to step into his father's shoes and redeem that property over the course of the next 12 months. And mesa lokeach, let's say the buyer dies, so then yigal miyad b'no, then the owner, the original owner, the mocher, is able to redeem it from the child of the lokeach. Then the Mishnah says, Ein monin shana ela misha shemachar. So the din is, you only count a year from the time it was sold first. So let's say it was sold, Reuven sold it to Shimon, and then Shimon sold it to Levi. You go count a year from the time Reuven sold it to Shimon. You don't count from the time that Shimon went ahead and sold it to Levi. How do we know you go Misha Shemacha Harishon? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Ad Milos Lo Shana. The extra word Lo is telling you from his, from the time he, the original owner, the original Mocher, from the moment he sold it, that's how you count 12 months. Now there's a machlokas, the Mishnah, how one calculates the 12 months, how you calculate the year. So the Mishnah says, Kishehu Omer Timima. When the Pasuk says, Ad Melos La Ushana Timima, what does the word Timima mean? Lahavi Es Chodesh Ha'ibur. If, let's say, it's a leap year, there's an extra month, there's a 13th month year, so then you have 30 months to buy back that property. But if it's a regular year, then you only have 12 months. So that's where Timima, including even Chodesh Ha'ibur. Revi Omer, Revi argues, Li Tein Lo Shana V'Ibura. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi explains what's Shitas Revi. Revi says, Shana V'Ibura. It's around, I don't know, 20 lines down or so. Shana V'Ibura, Bein B'Shana Pshuta, Bein B'Shana Mu'Beres. Whether or not it's a regular year, whether or not it's a 13th month year, Nosin Lo Shana Shnas Levana. You always give him a lunar calendar year, which is 354 days. However, plus Yamim Shiatirim Bishana Tchama Al Shnas Levana, plus the additional months, additional days that the solar calendar has, which is 11 days, which is Al Shnas Levana Echad Asayom Shemehem Anu Ma'abrin Hashana. In essence, you're giving him 365 days. You're following the solar calendar. That's what he's trying to tell you. You always give him 365 days, a full solar year, and as opposed to Chacham, you always go based on the lunar calendar. It goes based on months, either 12 months or 30 months, depending whether it's a Ibur Shana or not.
If it's a leap solar year, then you get 366 days?
I'm not sure. So then the Mishnah says, Higia Yom Shemasar Chodesh, let's say the 12 months come, Velo Nigal, the original seller doesn't buy it back, Haya Chalut Lo, it's the owner gets to keep it forever. You have 12 months to buy it back. If you don't buy it back, you lose it forever, and that Lokeach gets it forever. Echad Lokeach, Echad Anitein Lo B'matana. Whether that guy, the current owner, received it because he paid for it, or he was given, it was given to him as a gift, either way, if 12 months come and the guy doesn't redeem it back, the current owner gets to keep it, Shenemar Latzmisus, which means it's forever, eternally, he gets to keep it. So Gemara points out, now our Masnis and our Mishnah is Delok Rebbe, is not in accordance with Shitas Rebbe. The Sani, the Brisa tells us that Rebbe Omer, Yomim Vein Yomim Pachos Mishnaim. The Pasuk says, Yomim Tieh Gulaso, that you're allowed to redeem your property back. If you sell your house, your bias, so you're allowed to redeem it back. But Yomim means, Yomim is always at least two. So you can't buy it back actually the next day. I sold it on Sunday, I can't buy my house back on Monday. I need to wait until Tuesday. I need to wait 2 days to buy it back. So our Shita's Rebbe is not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says Miyad, you could immediately redeem it, even that same day it sounds like, but a Rebbe in the Brisa says you have to wait at least 2 days. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan hai yamim mai of delay. So what drasha do the Rabbanan make on the word yamim? Because they say you could buy back immediately. So what's yamim teaching us? Mi bar lech, to teach me, mi yom liyom, you go from day to day, and you don't wait until the entire month. We know sometimes in the Jewish calendar and halachas, you wait for a full month. So a full year, let's say, could be, for example, let's say the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about in Adar, let's say a king becomes in the 15th of Adar, he becomes a king, so comes Nisan, that's considered a full year. Now, even though a full year didn't pass, it was only 15 days, we go based on the end of the year. So sometimes we go based on the end of the month, we go based on the end of the years. Here, the Gemara is telling us, you go from day to day. So if he sold it on Yud Dalet Adar, he has a full year until the next Yud Dalet Adar. We don't assume that, oh, since he sold it Yud Dalet Adar, that's 1 month, and then Nisan's the second month, and when comes along Chodesh Rosh Chodesh Adar the next year, the Alef Adar, it's over. No, we don't wait till Alef Adar, we wait till 15 days. He has exactly from day to day, the day he sold it, he has 12 months to the day to buy it back. That's what we learn from Miyom Liyom. Rebbe, Miyom Liyom Minali, how does Rebbe know the din that you go to the exact date from which he sold it? Nafkaloi, he learns it out ad tom shnas mimkaro, until the completion of the year mimkaro, of his sale. So tom shnas mimkaro sounds like his year. We don't go based on the calendar year. We go based on his particular year from the date he sold it. He has 12 months to the day, 12 months later. That's how he learns it. The same idea, but from a different drasha. Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan do with the words ad tom shnos mimkaro? So they say, hahu mibarlech, needed to tell me, shnas mimkar shalo, velo shnas shaminan olam. So they say, no, they agree to Rebbe that really you're right. Miyom liyom, rather, shnas mimkaro tells me you go day to day. That's miyom liyom, that's the same exact date. So what do they learn from the word yamim mibaylei? To tell me lemeisleis, not only from the date, but even the hour. If you sold it at the 15th of Adar, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so you have 12 months to the date and to the hour to be able to redeem it. Because had you had the word only ad tom shnas mimkaro, only from that phrase, I would think miyom liyom in, once you reach the morning of that day, you can no longer buy back. But you would think meish leish lo, you don't have all the hours up until 3 o'clock. You don't have that ability to buy it back. So therefore, kasher achmana yamim. So you have yamim, and you have ad tom shnas mukaro, to teach me the date and the hour you have the right to buy it back. Rebbe, how does Rebbe learn meish leish mibanle? How do you know you go even based on the hour? So they say nafkale from the word mitimima. Timima is complete; has to be exactly the same exact date plus hour that it was sold. Rabbanan didn't say no. The word tamima is not available for that, because that's hahumi barley, to tell me li'ibura, to tell me that in a year where it's a shana muberes, you get a 13th month, extra month to buy it back. That's what the word tamima is teaching me. So the Rebbe, nami hahumi barley li'ibura, doesn't Rebbe also need, they also learn tamima. Tamima for Rebbe tells me you always get a full 365 days. You always include the extra 11 days of the solar calendar. So they also need the word tamima for that. And it's not available to teach me me'es le'es according to Rebbe. And the Gemara says, hachanami, they end up learning miyom liyom u me'es le'es. Those two concepts, to the exact date and the exact hour, those both, even though they're two different halachas, they're lumped together as one drasha that we learned me'ad tom shnas mimkaro nafka, all together with one, which now makes the word tamima available to teach him that the Indian of the Ibura, that you get 365 days to redeem it back. Okay. Gemara now says, towards the bottom of here, Amun Aleph, Harezek Kimin Ribis. The Mishnah had said that when you sell property and the Lokeach is eating from it, and then you buy back from him, so in essence, the Lokeach was borrowing the property and he was eating from the property, he was eating Ribis, but not quite Ribis. But the Gemara quotes a Brisa that says, V'hatanya Harezek Ribis Gemura. No, this is mamish ribis. This is real ribis. This is a real interest. Ella shatora hitirasa. This is an area where the Torah permitted you to have ribis, but it's really ribis. So in essence, what comes out here, there's a machlokes between our mission and the Brisa. Is this considered ribis, or is it not considered ribis, this particular case? So what's the, how do you reconcile this contradiction? So Amar Rebbe Yochanan lo kasha, there is no contradiction. It's two different opinions. Ha Rebbe Yehuda v'ha Rabbanim. So what's the what are these opinions? The Sani, the Braisa, tells us that Hare Shahaya Noshe Bechaver Mana. A person's owed money. The guy, let's call him, he's a bank. The bank is owed money. Vasalo Sadehu Mecher, and the Love, the borrower, gave the property to the bank to use, to hold on to as a mashkin. There's a lien on the property. So now what happened? So is the bank allowed to eat on that field now? Because if they return the money back, so then he ends up getting interest, the bank, right? Because I borrow money, the bank's eating my property, I return money to the bank, now the bank got their loan, plus they got the ribbons of eating on my field I gave them in the interim. So what's the din during that interim? So the Gemara explains, Bizmansha mocher, the seller, which is the lova, me the borrower, ocha peros mutter. If I eat the fruit, I just gave them a lien, the bank. I'm allowed to continue to eat from my food, they're the one who are lending money. So I'm eating it, there's no issue of ribbons. That's certainly permitted. But if it's a situation, lokeach, the buyer, which is the bank that received the property in the interim, if they're eating, if they're ochel peros, that would be also, that's considered ribbis because they lent money to me, and in the interim they were eating the fruit from the property, that's the collecting of interest, and then they got the money back, plus that interest of eating the fruit, that's real ribbis according to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af bizman shelokeach ochel peros mutter. They think, no, even if lokeach with the buyer, which is the borrower here, the same person, the bank, if they're eating from the fruit, from the field, that's also going to be permitted. This is not considered ribbis. So that seems to line up very nicely with our case here of lending the property and having someone eat it in the interim. So Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa b'baitus ben zunin, sh'asa sadeu mecher al pi Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah. This situation happened where they had the property serve as a mashkon, and lokeach ochel peros haya, and lokeach, the buyer, which is the bank, they were eating the fruit, even though they had lent the money. So we see clearly that we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that this case is not considered mutter. But the response back is, Amru lo, misham raya. You want to bring a proof from that case? You have the case wrong. The details are, it was the mocher that was ochel peros haya. The borrower, the love, the one who gave his soul, who gave his land to the bank, he was the one who was eating the lo lokeach, and you can't bring a raya to the case where the lokeach is the one eating from the fruit. So at the end of the day, what's this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanim? My benai, what's the nafkamina? Really, what's the essence of the machlokes? So the question is, tzad echa beribis ike benai. They're arguing about tzad echa. Sometimes you have a very straightforward loan where I'm borrowing money and I have to pay 5% interest. That's ribis. But let's say I have a situation where it's not clear that I'm going to have to pay ribis. Because let's say I don't pay the loan. So I default, so then they get to keep the money and the land. So if I borrow money from the bank, I don't pay them, they just keep the land. There is no returning of money, so there is no ribbis either. It's only ribbis if I end up returning the money to them. And therefore, since there's a possibility I will return the money and it will be ribbis, and there's a possibility that I won't return the money and it won't be considered ribbis, it's just you own the land and that was it. In essence, you bought the land for me. Since it's a tzadecha that may not be ribbis, that's the machlokas. So according to Tanakama, Savar, tzadecha beribbis aser. If there's one avenue that could turn into ribbis, that's still considered ribbis. You're not allowed to go through such a contract. Maybe who does aver? No. If the tzadecha beribbis, if there's one way, but there's another way that there won't be ribbis, that actually is considered mutter. And that's the essence of this machlokas here between our Mishnah and the Braisa about when it comes to the property of the Bais Choma, if he eats the fruit from the land, use the house in the interim, whether that's considered ribbis or whether that's not considered.
The
ribbis.
So it goes to Mafreya at the moment of the dom.
The moment of the, exactly.
The moment that he falls on
people. Exactly. Okay. The Gemara now says on the top of Amud Beis as follows. Rava comes along and says, not sure. To Chuli Alma, everybody agrees, Bein Rabban and Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Tzarecha Bribis Aser. That it's aser to do such a situation like this, even if there's just one possibility that it will be ribbis, and even though there's another possibility that it won't be ribbis, that still is aser. What's the machlokas here by our case is beribis al manas lahachzir ike benayu. The situation they're arguing about, let's say they make a deal that if the mocher buys back his property after whatever amount of time this is, does he have to return? There's a lokeach who ate from the property. Does he have to return the fruit that he ate in the interim? That's the question. So if we made a deal that, listen, if I buy back my property, you need to pay back all the fruit you ate. So now it's in essence, you ate from it, but you return the money. So everything gets washed out. There's no real ribbis here because you're paying for the fruit. In the end of the day, is that going to be usur? Because it is interest. At the time, it is interest. You're gaining benefit from the property while there's a loan taking place. But in the end of the day, you're returning the money back after the fact. Is that going to be usur or not? So Mar Saver usur, the Tanakhama thinks that is going to be usur. And Mar Saver mutter. And the other opinion, Rabbi Huda thinks is actually going to be considered mutter. Okay. Now, what comes out from this, in essence, Rashi explains, the machlokis becomes here. When you give that field initially to the bank, and they're eating it, even after time when I redeem that field back, and they pay me back the money they ate, how do we view that field that I initially gave to them? Is that viewed as a mechira, and therefore everything's fine? I sold the land for 3 years, and I bought the land back. Or is that considered a halva? It's considered a loan, in which case it would be considered ribbis, even though you plan to return the ribbis to me after the fact. That's what it comes down to. So Gemara now says the next part of the Mishnah.
But they both agree that, so one says that it's ribbis, that it's ribbis and it's allowed in the Torah, and the other one says no, that they made a tnai that if he buys it back, he gets the money back or not?
Like, no, I think according to the cases that if you think it's a mutter, it's not considered ribbis, it's considered a sale.
Right,
I sold.
So
it's nothing to talk of.
It's nothing to do. And according to the other one, it's ribbis.
Exactly.
So we go back to the original, but it's just telling you the difference.
Even though the guy's returning the interest back to me, maybe that should cancel everything and make it not ribbis. It is ribbis,
right,
nonetheless.
We both agree that you don't need a tnai to return the payers that you ate on the case of
if there is no tnai, then everyone agreed that's ribbis because you're not paying back the ribbis to me.
I'm talking about the case of Beit Choma.
In that case.
I think according to both, they don't, he doesn't have to pay back.
Right? In that case,
or the renter of the I think this is just in a regular loan of a bank, right or no?
Let's see. Yeah, I'm not sure. It sounds like from the Gemara that you don't have to make such a tanai by the Bat Erechoma case. That's what it seems like.
It sounds like just like the Mishnah and the Brisa were just arguing about whether it's called ribbis that the Torah matir or whether it's not even called ribbis in the first place.
Right, that was my impression.
But the different structure still than the case of the case of Lahachsa ribbis. Meaning even the case of Bat Erechoma, even though the guy doesn't have to return the usage, the rent for the house, can we call such a case a mechira, or can we call such a case a halva? So it's not exactly the same as this particular case.
It seems that according to your explaining, is that they both agree that it doesn't have to pay back. One of them, it just says that it's mutar, and the other says no, it's ribis, but it's allowed, but it's itira hatorah.
But it's just interesting because, as you're pointing out, this is not really the case about the Erechom is not the same structure of a case of Almanas Lachzer. So we're just kind of using this as a model where we see elsewhere, can a case of Ribbit be called a Mechira and permitted, or can it be called a case it's considered Hava and not permitted, a similar model here as well. Even though there's no Halachzer, can we view that as a Mechira and allow for it, or it's still considered Hava? It would sound like a Dar Pasha should really be considered Hava, because if they're not returning the ribbis, why would it be considered mechira?
So that's according to the man who says.
But the point is, because when I give it, I really mamish sell my property. I sell my house to you. I sell it. I have the option to buy it back, but that wasn't. I guess the very fact that I have the right to buy it back is that, does that create it as a hava, or is that really considered two separate transactions? I guess that's really what it boils down to. Okay, let's go back to now. The Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, Meis HaMocher, let's say the seller.
And there's also a Hana from the Kone. That he can at any time return the money, even though the mofer doesn't. I think that's at the beginning. That's what it said. Even though
he's allowed to whenever he wants.
Even the owner doesn't want to sell it back to him. The mofer has an ana from that can be.
That's considered canceling out, yeah.
Kind of. In the beginning, it said that by the Mishnah that the fact that the mofer has the ana to buy it at any time, even though the owner doesn't want to sell it to him. Creates a little bit of an advantage towards.
But that's every loan. Every loan's like that. You always have the right to pay back whenever you want.
Is it a loan or is it a sale?
So I'm saying, I don't know if that point would be relevant here in terms of defining as a mechira versus halva.
Okay.
But Okay, so the Gemara now quotes the Mishnah, Meis HaMocher Yigal Beno. Let's say the seller dies. So the original seller of the property of the house dies. His son's able to redeem it from the current lokeach. Pshita, of course, why wouldn't he be able to? We know that the son is always Yorish's father. All the different halachas and zechuyos. So Mal the same, what would you have thought? The pasuk may have been indicating otherwise. The ish ki imchor beis moshav amar rachmana v'lo machar v'hai lo machar. Only the seller, the actual ish that was mocher. The son, even though the son is yorish zechuyos, he's not the actual mocher. Maybe he wouldn't have the right to buy it back. Kamash malam, we learn v'hayasa gulaso mikol malkim. There should be a gula from wherever that gula comes from, even from the son, even if it's not the mocher. So that's a gzeres akasim, including the son to go the property back. So then the Gemara continues, Mesa Lokeach, let's say the purchaser, he dies, Yigal Miyab Beno, you're allowed to redeem the property from his son. Pshita, this is also obvious because the son inherits his father's property. To Mal, the same, what would you think? Lakona Osa, the Pasuk says, you're supposed to buy back from the one that the one who bought it, the father, Amar Achmana, Vahalo Kona, but this is the son, he wasn't the actual Kona. Kamash Milan, Hayusa Gula, Samikamakum, whatever, whoever, wherever it's coming from, there should always be an option of Gula, whether it be the son of the Mocher, the son of the Lokeach, that option has to always be there from the words of Hayusa Gula. So then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, Ein Monin Lo Shana El Bishal Shemacher. You only count a full year from the day it was originally sold, not from the second sale, if there were to be a second sale. So Tana Rabban, the Brisa says, Shana, Veni Yoder Im Shana Rishon Im Shana L'Sheni. How do you know? Maybe you should count from the second sale. If Reuven sold to Shimon and Shimon sold to Levi, maybe it should be from the date when Shimon sold to Levi. So Gemara explains, no. Kishu Omer Ad Melos Lo Shana Tmima Have Shana L'Rishon. Ad Melos Lo. When Lo, for him, for the Lokeach, the original Mochaz rather, his year, regardless of the fact that Shimon sold it to Levi, we go based on Reuven's sale to Shimon. So Lemi Chalot, who gets to keep it, however? So let's say Reuven, the original owner, sold it to Shimon. And Shimon sold it to Levi. Now a full year passes by from the day that Reuven sold to Shimon. But Levi actually owns it right now. So who gets to keep it? Does Levi get to keep it because now Levi's the current owner? Or no, you go based on Shimon, since Shimon was the one who originally bought it from Reuven. So Lemi Chalot. Rabbi Elazar Omer L'Rishon Chalot. The first guy, Shimon, gets to keep it. It goes back to Shimon. It leaves Levi's possession, goes to Shimon. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, L'Sheni Chalot. The second guy, Levi, gets to keep the property. So Gemara explained, I understand Bishma the Rabbi Elazar, that the first guy gets it, because we count, the year is counted from the moment, the day that Shimon bought it. So Shimon should get to keep it. That seems what the Pasuk is talking about. But Rabbi Yochanan, my time, why does Rabbi Yochanan think that Levi gets to keep it? We don't go based on when the date that he bought it. So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, Ma Machalo Rishon, L'Sheni, Kozuchus Shetaval Liado. When Shimon sold it to Levi, Shimon sold all the rights, all the Zechuyos he sold to Levi, including the right to keep it, Litzmitzis, to keep it forever, and that's the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, why Levi actually gets to keep it. The second guy gets to keep it. So Gemara says, Vaitir now, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, point some quirks in the calendar when it comes to an Adar Sheni, these funny things like bar mitzvah boys who are actually born younger but become bar mitzvah before someone who's actually older than them. So the Gemara has two scenarios like this. Shnei Bati Arichoma. You have two houses in a walled city. Echad b'chamisha aser b'Adar Rishon. One was sold on the 15th of Adar Rishon. V'echad b'echad b'Adar Sheni. One was sold the day one of Adar Sheni. So now what happened is, Zeh Shemachalo B'Adar Sheni, the guy who sold the Adar Sheni, his time ends, then the following year becomes a regular Adar, regular Shana Pshuta. So the following year, when the 12 months are up, it's only a regular 12-month year. So now, Kevin Shegir Yom Echad B'Adar Shel Shana Haba, also Lo Shana. So now when the first day comes of the next year of Adar, so the guy who sold it later actually loses it first. He has less than 12 months, really, because the first day of Adar comes, he loses it. 12 months are complete. But Zeh Shemachalo B'Chamishasa She'Adar Rishon, the guy who sold it on the 15th day of Adar Rishon, even though he sold it before the Adar Sheni guy, Lo Alta Lo Shana, his year isn't complete Ad Chamishasa B'Adar Shel Shana Haba, until the 15th day of the following year. So even though the guy sold it before the Adar Sheni guy, his year, his time is up before the Adar Sheni guy. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, "Maskiv lo revina v'lei malei." So shouldn't we say, "Ana kadem shachin nura mikami didach"? I'm the one who shachem means to like, listen, shchin or boils or fire. I fired up my manure, my candle before you. Meaning, how is it possible that I sow my land before you, but I'm or you sold your land after me, but you're losing before me? It doesn't make any sense. The order's messed up. And the Gemara says, no. Mishim d'amar lei ad nachis libura. Since you entered into a chodesh ibur, into the adesheni month, so there's these quirks in the month, in the year, in the calendar, and that's at the end of the day, that's how things work out. Similarly, the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Abba bar Mamal noldelo shnei t'loyim. Let's say two sheep were born, they're both bechor. And the din is supposed to bring the bechor within the first year of it being born. So echad b'chamisha asa shel Adar Rishon, one was born the 15th of Adar Rishon, v'echad b'echad b'Adar Sheni, one was born on the first day of the next month of Adar Sheni. And now a year comes by when there's only one Adar, zeshen olad b'Adar Sheni, kevin shigi yom echad b'Adar shel shan haba. Once day one comes of Adar the following year, also lo shana, the year is complete, now you're already subject to the iser of not bringing this animal as a bechor. That one was born the 15th of Adar Rishon, that he was really older. Lo also lo shana, his year is incomplete. Ad chamishasar ba'adar shel shana ba, until the 15th day. So even though he was born earlier, he actually has more time to have the year complete, just like the case of the shnei batei orichoma. So Maskel Ravina, the same question. Vilei melei, the tfleh, the sheep, if you will, should say to the other sheep, Ana kadam achei ruka mikame didach, I was eating vegetables before you were eating vegetables, so how is it possible that my birthday is later than your birthday? So Mishum Damar Lei, we say, At nachisa libur, you entered into the world in a chodesh ibur, Ana lo nachisa libur, I didn't enter into the world in a leap year. Ha tu lamali, why do I need this? Hainu hach, the same exact parallel structure as the case of Shnei Bati Arechoma. And the Gemara explains, Mal the same, what would I have thought? Maybe Hasa, maybe by the Bat Erechoma case, we should say this din of following the Ibur Shana, because the Chsiv Tamima. It says Tamima to include even the Chodesh Ibur. But it comes to here, Hacha, by the case of Bechor, Lo Chsiv Tamima, doesn't say the word Tamima, Lo Ka Lo, we shouldn't have the Chodesh Ibur. Maybe when the 15th of Shvat comes around, that's when the year should be complete. Kamash Milan, Dishana Shana Mehadeya Gamri. We have a Gzer Shava. Tesh Shana by Bati Arechoma, Tesh Shana by Bechor, and just like Bati Arechoma, we have Tmima, including even the leap year, the month, the extra month, so to be taken into account the extra month when it comes to the case of Bechor. Gemara now says, Kishu Omer Tmima, when it says, the Mishnah had said, when it says Tmima, for the Rabban that says, if it's a leap year, there's a 13th month, we include the 13th month. He gets an extra month here. Rebbe Omer, Litein Lo Shana V'Ibura, no, he always gets a full leap year, which means he goes to 354 calendar days of the lunar month, lunar calendar, plus the 11 extra days of the solar calendar, giving a total of 365 days always. That's what he learns from the word Tmima. So Tanya Rabban, the Braisa says, Shana Tamima, what do you learn from the word Shana Tamima? Rebbe Omer, Mone Shalosh Meos Vishishim Chamisha Yomim, Kemine Mos Hachama, you go based on the solar calendar. Chacham Omer, Mone Shneimasar Chodesh Miyom Liyom, you go based on months, which is the lunar calendar. Vimnis Abra, if the month is an extra year, if the year has an extra month, Na'abra Lo, the Mocher gets an extra month, a 13th month, to redeem his property back. He gi yom, the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, gi yom shneim asar chodesh v'lo niga. Let's say the 12th month comes, it's complete, and the guy doesn't redeem it, he loses it forever. Says the Brayis, the Tanya Rabbanan, la tzmisas, he keeps it eternally. La chalutin, that means forever. Davar acher, alternately, the drashers, la tzmisas means la rabos et samatana, to include that even if he, not only if he sells the property, but if he gives it away and doesn't get it back, so he also loses it forever. So my time, what's the drasha? How are you able to include even a matana here? The pasuk is always talking about selling and buying. Where's matana come from? Tzmis, tzmisus. The pasuk could have said tzmis. It's sold eternally. What's tzmisus? A couple extra letters there. That's telling me it's sold forever, and it's also, even if it's given 12 months to go back, and you don't receive it back, it's given, it's a matana, litzmisus as well. So Amru Rabban Kami the Rav Papa Kiman, who is this like? The Lo Krei Meir. This is not like Rabbi Meir, because the Krei Meir, a Meir holds in the Gemara in Becharos, Matana Eino Kimecha. He holds in general a gift. When you give a field over as a gift, it does not have the same din as a Mechira. Our Gemara assumes that, this Bryce assumes, that Mechira and Matana are the same. If you give away a land, a house rather, and you sell a house, either one, it's considered the same din. But Rabbi Meir holds, by the Gemara in Bukhara, is referring to a field, a Sadeh, that if you sell a field, and then comes the Yovel year, you get the field back. But let's say you give a field away, Matana, there he says, Eino Kamecher, and you don't get the field back if you gave it as a Matana. So there's a Chilik by a Sadeh, so seemingly he would say there's a Chilik by a Bias as well. So Amar Papa says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir would agree. Shani Halcha, it's different here by a case of a bias. The Rabbi Rachmana Latzmisa, there's an extra word, Latzmisa has come to include even a Matana. Granted, by a Sadeh, Rabbi Meir argues that a field, Matana does not have the same din as a Mecher by a field. But by a bias, here Rabbi Meir would agree that Matana is like a Mecher in the world of a bias because the extra drasha of Latzmisa. So Amri Rabban the Rapapa, Rabban come along to Rapapa and they challenge this. And Amri La others say it's Rav Huna Bre, the Rav Yeshua, the Rapapa. He's the one who challenges Rapapa. V'hal Gavi Yovel doesn't say by the case of Yovel, Dichsiv Tashuvu, which means the Rabbo says to Matana. Isn't there a drasha that says by even by the Sadeh Tashuvu, that even a Matana should be just like a Mecher? So we see, and yet nonetheless, Rabbi Meir argues and says, no, there's a chilik even by a Sadeh. So here as well, Rabbi Meir lo kamarbi. So else here as well, it shouldn't be a chiddush, even though there's a drasha l'tzmisas, Rabbi Meir is not going to include a matana like a mechira, ela havadai de lo kari Meir. So we're saying here is, just like by a Sadeh, matana is not like a mecher, so too by a bias, a matana is not like a mecher. And the Gemara says, let's finish off with the Brisa and we'll stop at the Mishnah. Tanya Rabbanan, the Brisa teaches us how makdish as bias bibati arachoma. Up until now, we've been discussing selling a house, but let's say the guy's Makdish's house. He's Makdish's bias in a Bati Arichoma, Hareza Gol Miyad. He's able to redeem it immediately, just like a house he could buy back immediately, but he's also able to go Liom. He could always redeem it back. While by selling a house, you only have 12 months to buy it back. By being Makdish's house, you could always redeem it back. Golu Acham Miyad Hekdish, a person also, someone who is not a, Right, so let's say a person buys it and some other third party buys the house, the Baal could go ahead and buy it back. He could redeem it back from the one who bought it from Hekdesh. But let's say Higia Yom Shemasar Chodesh, let's say Reuven's the original owner. Reuven's Makdish the property. Now the Gizbar has it. Shimon buys it back. He redeems it from Hekdesh now. So now Reuven could buy it back from Shimon. But let's say 12 months come back and Reuven doesn't get it from Shimon. So then, v'lo nigal, and Reuven doesn't get it back from Shimon, hayachalolo, then Shimon gets to get it. So even though this case isn't where Shimon got it directly from Reuven, it went to Hekdesh in the middle, still the same halachas apply. Once Shimon gets it from Hekdesh, Reuven has 12 months to buy it back, otherwise he loses it. So, Menachem and Mila, how do you know this is the same case? So, the same halacha applies. Amar Shmuel says, Amar Kra, Lakona Oso. It says, Kam Habayis, Litzmis, Lakona Lo, the one who buys it. Afilo Miyad Hekdesh. Whether Shimon buys it directly from Reuven or Shimon buys it through Hekdesh, which came from Reuven, either way, Shimon gets to keep it forever if Reuven hadn't redeemed it, even if it came through the hands of Hekdesh. Lechalte Hekdesh. Let's say no one buys it from Hekdesh. Let's say Shimon never buys it. I'm Reuven's Makdish's property, and the Gizbar holds on to it. 12 months go by, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, no one ever buys it back. So maybe we should say that Hekdesh should get to keep it as well. Why only when Shimon buys it does Shimon get to keep it? Maybe Hekdesh should keep it after 12 months. Amar the Pasuk says, L'dorosav yatsa Hekdesh she'ein lo doros. Only a person who has offspring can have a dor, get to keep it. Only they get lakonos o l'dorosav. But since Hekdesh doesn't have any offspring, there are no children born to the Hekdesh, therefore the concept isn't even relevant. That's why Hekdesh doesn't get to keep it. Then the Gemara wants to know, after the Gemara had possibly already established Latzmisus, that the Kohen gets to keep it eternally if it hadn't been redeemed after 12 months, the Pasuk uses a superfluous term here, Lo Yetze B'Yovel Lomeli. It doesn't go out during Yovel. Well, we know if he gets to keep it Latzmisus, he gets to keep it forever. That means he doesn't go out during Yovel. So why repeat this concept? So Amar Rav Safra, Lo Nitzcha Ela, Lemocher Bais Bebati Arechoma, Upaga Bo Yovel Besoch Shnasa. Let's say I sell my property a few days before Yovel. So that's 5 days later is Yovel, let's say. So a year hasn't been complete. I still have 12 months. So one might think, Saga Da Techamina, Leifik Bo Yovel. So I sell you my property, 5 days later comes Yovel, you shall lose your property or your house and give it back to me. Gamash Milan Lo Yetze B'Yovel. If you sell your property within that year, it doesn't leave during the Yovel. You have a full year still to use it until I actually buy it back. Okay?